Masechet Menachot, Perek Het, Mishnah Zayin, more halachot about wine used for nesachim. Mishnah says, Lo hayu konsin oto b'hatzavim gedolim, ela b'chaviyot ketanot. They did not store the wine in large casks, but in small barrels, because if it was in a large cask, the taste of the wine would be weakened. A large cask stores a tremendous amount of wine, and they would open it up repeatedly to spill out some wine to be used. And every time they would open it, air would enter the barrel or the cask, and that air would weaken the taste of the wine. But small barrels were usually emptied in one shot, and therefore, whenever it was opened, it was emptied right away and used, so the taste of the wine would be preserved better. Ve'eno memale et ha'chaviyot at pihem, kide she'ereho nodef. They also would not fill the barrels of wine all the way up to the top until their mouth, so that the wine's aroma would be strong. When a person filled up the barrel all the way to the top, there was no air over there, and the air that would happen because of the fermentation of the wine would sort of leave the barrel. It would leave the cask, and it would lose some of the fragrance and the taste. But when you left a little bit of a gap right above the wine, you didn't fill the barrel or cask all the way to the top, then the fumes of the wine would actually stay in the barrel, and they would create that great taste that was there. The aroma would stay very strong. Eno mevi lo mepiha mipeneh kemehin. When a person removes wine from the barrel of nesachim, he shouldn't take wine from the top of the barrel, because there's mold that's over there. There was like flour-like particles that would rise to the surface of the wine that was considered to be mold. So you shouldn't take from there when he was using for the nesachim. Ve'lo meshuleha mipeneh shemarim. He also shouldn't take wine from the bottom of the barrel, because there was sediment that was collected over there, and that was considered to be not appetizing. Ela mevi meshelisha u'me'imsa'ah. What he should do is take wine from the barrel's middle third, and he should take from the middle of that third. That's the spot of wine that he should take from the barrel. To take wine out of the barrel, they would take a spigot and they would push it into the middle of the wall of the barrel, and wine would come out into a container. We'll talk about how the wine was looked at as it flowed from that spigot. How would the person examine it? Ketzad hubodek. How would he examine the wine for impurities coming out? Hagizbar, the treasurer of the Beit HaMikdash, Yoshev v'hakaneh biyado. He would sit with a reed in his hand. The reed would be used as a measuring stick in order to see what would be going on. Zarak et hagid v'hekish bakaneh. When the barrel discharged sediment from it, what he would do is he would knock the spigot that was there, that the wine was coming out of, with a reed, and he would push away the flow of wine so that the sediment wouldn't mix with the pure wine that already flowed down into the container. So he would sort of plug it up. He would divert the wine from coming in and would go into a different direction. We earlier learned that a Kohen shouldn't take wine from the top of the barrel because there was mold over there. The next Tana is going to be more strict. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yayin she'ala bo kemahin pasul, says Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, wine that grew mold is invalid to be used as nesachim. Shene'emar, temimim yehiyu lachem umin hatam. Pasuk says, unblemished should they be for you and for the menachot. Temimim yehiyu lachem v'nizkehem. And also unblemished they should be for you and the nesachim. So we say, just like an animal for a korban has to be unblemished, ingredients for the menachot and for the nesachim have to be unblemished as well. If the barrel of wine contains any mold, then the entire barrel is considered to be blemished and the entire barrel cannot be used. So therefore, to use the middle section, if the top was moldy, would still be a problem, according to the opinion here of Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yehuda. He argues on the opinion of Tana Kama, who said you could just use the middle. Here, what Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yehuda is saying is the entire barrel cannot be used if there was some mold in the barrel.